You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Jimmy Cliff, That's the Way Life Goes, a single released on the 16th of February 1968. You know, I cannot find any documentary evidence for it, but in my head, I seem to know that Spooky Tooth did the backing on that one. After all, they were on the same record label, Island Records, but it's just something that only I appear to know. Maybe you could dig deep and see if Spooky Tooth were indeed backing Jimmy Cliff there with That's the Way Life Goes. So these are the new singles for that day in February 1968. It is going to get good. But first of all, and this isn't that bad, it's Lulu and Me, The Peaceful Heart.
Yeah.
Love spooky. First of all, though, we began with Lulu, Me, The Peaceful Heart on Columbia, then Love Sculpture, River to Another Day on Parlophone. We were drifting through the lily pads during that one. And yes, that was the Classics 4, the American version on Liberty Records of Spooky. This was when, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, we played Bruce Forsyth, I'm Back in Britain. And this was the time, because I've been talking about this for several weeks now, when it was good to support the country and where possible, but by the British version of a song. Sometimes it was the cover version of the American issue. In this case, Gary Walker and The Rain did their version of Spooky on Polydor Records, and to me this had the edge on the Classics 4. And the album number one from Gary Walker and The Rain, it says it was the first ever to be recorded in 3D. So I've got the album here, and this is where I'm taking it from, rather than the actual single. So let's see if we can detect anything different to stereo or binaural or mono. ¶¶
say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're
listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Running in the water with a tide in my eyes. Running in the water with a tide in my eyes. Running in the water with a tide in my eyes. I see love, I can find the things that I see. I see love, I can find the things that I see with my eyes. Funny little men with pockets filled with gold. Funny little men with pockets filled with gold. Funny little men with pockets filled with gold. I feel love. That make me want to go with you. I don't care or understand, I just have to blow with you. Why can't I control the thoughts exploding in my mind for you? I can't stand the pain, it's you, it's you, it's you, I know.
Chris B. day. Right or wrong, I feel strong now that you are near me. Thoughts of you and things that you do, I'll keep to the end of the day.
We began with Gary Walker and the Rain and their version of the Classics 4's Spooky. I think Classics 4 became the Atlanta Rhythm section, but I'm not 100% certain. If only Les was here, he would be in the newsroom giving us all these facts and figures. Then it was The Kites, K-Y-T-E-S, on the Island record label. Running in the Water was the A-side, and the B-side, End of the Day. Then it was The Troggs, Little Girl, on Page One Records. And then it was a Troggs tune, although you wouldn't have known it from the label. There was no songwriter, composer credits whatsoever. And it was called I'll Reach the End on Island Records, and Henry III was the artist apparently on the label, but of course it was the Troggs tune with A Girl Like You. So let's hear the B-side of the Troggs single Little Girl and Maybe the Madman.
Trace the lines of thought and unsound wisdom trapped behind your eyes. How can you release the tension caused by your imagination, camouflaged by knowing that the images you dwell upon conflict with the reality of life?
I think it was only last week I was saying that I've realised anything the Troggs did was good. Maybe the Madman. We are listening to the new singles that were released on the 16th of February 1968. We're using issue 215 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. There were 67 released on this day. This became a big hit, The Showstoppers.
You gotta do Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Song.
That's just what I'd expect as the follow-up to Incense and Peppermints from the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Birds in My Tree and Tomorrow on the Pie record label. Before that, the Showstoppers, Ain't Nothing But a House Party on Beacon Records. It got into the charts at the end of March 1968. These are the new singles released on the 16th of February 1968. 67 of them now. The Pretty Things. This is a single that I took into our school, Deacon's Grammar School, the music lesson. We had a new teacher. He wanted to engage us boys. I was still only 12 years old at the time, although I guess I might have just reached 13 in April when I took a few singles in. This was one of them, and he played it, and my friends moaned and groaned, particularly when the Mellotron slows down at the end of this single. You see what you would have thought of it if you were in a class of 12 and 13 year olds at the time. And then we'll play the other side of the single, Walking Through My Dreams, Columbia Records.
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
When I'm unhappy and in my eyes things are bad, I just have to close them all and suddenly I'm glad. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not free. Again, the time you sweep our thoughts away, and when you cross my mind, walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night, walking through my dreams, and I'm not seeing. Sleepy head in case the vision goes. Here in purple velvet, now where time and motion slows. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing.
Good was that single, and what taste I must have had back in, well, back on the 16th of February 1968, when I was alive and still only 12 years old. It's amazing really how young you can be and still get into something and end up being I wouldn't say an expert on it, but certainly if you choose to at a young age, it's amazing what you can do. I know that this was the year Pretty Things released SF Sorrow, and the next single from them will be at the start of November of this year, when it will be Private Sorrow and Balloon Burning on the Other Side. I only know that because that is when we started doing this program, using these new singles, weekly listings of 45 RPM records. The first one I picked up from the counter of Campkins Records was the one for the 1st of November 68. So that's where we started this program back in 2018. But I hadn't really got my act together then and just did 60 minutes of it. So we're going to carry on when we get to November and redo the singles for the end of But yeah, this is Sagittarius, Another Time, CBS Records.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com. www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
But you'll never ever stop.
excuse me, how good was that? The fifth. The Fifth Dimension, a Jim Webb tune, and Carpet Man on Liberty Records. Now, Keith and Text. This sounds rather too polished for 1968, but it says it's Keith and Text. And Stop That Train, and it's on the, let's have a look here, on the Island Record label. That's the White Island Record label with the Red Sun on it. Island Records, Keith and Tex, one of the 67 singles released on the 16th of February 1968. You might think, well, what's Chris saying? He keeps saying February. Well, it is spelt with an R in the middle of it, and I hate it when people say February because it's February. Enough of that. Sir Henry and His Butlers. You're going to need a kazoo or tissue paper and a comb. This was a massive hit across Europe at the time on Columbia Records. It's called Camp. You are going to remember this one. We'll be right back.
discotheque, dancing and searching his mind, making just nothing at all. Lying in dirty cage, seeing